There's no time for us. There's no place for us. What is this thing that builds our dreams, yet slips away from us? There's no chance for us. It's all decided for us. This world has only one sweet moment set aside for us.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Brew Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to bring to you on today's fantastic show? Well, we're going to be having a look at how the cricket's been getting along in the Vale. We're also going to be tidying up the last few grassroots football matches that have taken place around the Vale, and we're going to be looking forward to a couple of international football matches that are not too far away. And there's also been some news out of the JD Premier, so we're going to have a look at that and see how the JD Premier is going to look a little bit different next season. All that and more here to come on a fantastically warm bank holiday Monday here in the Vale. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick off with a little bit of football. And Cardiff Airport, they finished their season off with a 2-2 draw away to Tafts Wells. The home side took an early lead on 5 minutes before Jack Davis restored parity. Connor Captain saw red in the first half. And in the second, Brendan Thomas restored the home side's advantage. but a late Theo Richards goal rescued a point for Airport. Cardiff Airport then finished their league campaign in 12th position. And that's not the only news that's come out of Welsh football. So, the Football Association of Wales are delighted to announce that they've got a partnership now with sports brand Hummel. And Hummel will become the official partner for the FAW's domestic leagues, serving as the official ball supplier for the JD Premier and Gennaro Adram Premier, and they'll also supply the balls for the Adram North, Adram South and all the Ardle leagues. And in addition, the sports and lifestyle brand will become the official referee kit supplier for the FAW as well. So that's one bit of news coming out of Welsh football, but there's another bit, and we'll sort of revisit this before the season starts, but there's an entirely new format. I say entirely new. There's a tweak in the format for the JD Premier for next season, so for 2026 and 2027. And you might have already known that the they're extending the format from 12 teams to 16 for this competition. And what's going to happen is every team is going to play each other twice, once at home and once away. So that's going to be then up to match day 30. The league will then split into three separate groups with the top six in the table in the champions race. And they will play each other once more with the top club of the table after match day 35 crowned as champions, and then the clubs ranked second to sixth will qualify at least for the season's European qualification playoffs. Then clubs ranked seventh to tenth, they will play each other once more, and they will be in a European challenger, with whichever team is seventh after match day 33 claiming the coveted final spot in the end of season European qualification playoffs. And then the teams that would be ranked 11th to 16th before the split, they're going to be in what's called the survival zone, and they will play each other once more. And at the end of all the matches, the clubs in 15th and 16th will automatically be relegated, while the club in 14th will compete in a relegation playoff, and they will meet the winners of the tie between the runners-up of the JD North and the runners-up of the JD Cymru South to see who remains in the Cymru Premier. So it's a bit of an overhaul of the current JD Premier League, but it should be a little bit exciting, especially with the relegation playoff game. I'm quite looking forward to that, but we will see how that plays out throughout the season. Well, up next here at Bro Radio, I'm going to be bringing news of what's been going on in the cricket around the Vale.
Bro Radio. Side and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful Memorial Park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look. It can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
Oes gennych chi ystafell sbar yn eich tŷ a lle sbar yn eich calon? Os oes, gallwch ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywydau. Mae cynllun cysylltu bywydau Bro Morgannwg yn darparu gofal byr dymor a seibiannau hir dymor I bobl leol sy'n byw gydag anghenion cymorth ychwanegol. Mae'n ffordd wych o weithio gartref gan y byddwch yn derbyn dros 400 punt y pen yr wythnos. Gall bron unrhyw un ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywydau, felly dysgwch fwy a gwnewch gais heddiw yn veilsharedlives.co.uk.
No matter the weather, find a five-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather.
With Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love. Like a cat in a bag, waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me. You lay down on your side. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on the losing streak, as I pass down my old street. And if you wanna show, then just let me know, and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. This baby, ooh, if heaven falls, I'm coming to, just like you say. You leave my life, I'm better out there. All this talk of getting on, it's getting me down, my love. Like a cat in a bag, waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. I'm coming to,
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. We're going to have a look at the cricket and how that's been getting on. And we must admit we've had some fantastic weather for that over this bank holiday weekend, where it's probably been a bit more comfortable watching it than it has been out playing in it. But we're going to bring you around the cricket action that's been taking place, and we're going to start with the Vale County cricket team. And the Vale's first 11, they were taking on Penarth's second 11, and they won by 97 runs. The Vale's second 11, they were taking on Hopkintown's first 11, and they lost by 9 wickets. The thirds, they were taking on Lisvain's fourths, and they won by 9 wickets. And the fourths, they were taking on Ponthea's fourths, and they lost by 18 runs. And next weekend for the Vale County Cricket Club, the firsts, they're taking on Blackwood Town's first at home, and that's going to be in Corntown. The seconds, they're taking on Penarth's thirds, and that's away. The thirds are taking on Newport Fugitives' thirds away. And the fourths are taking on Bridgend Town's fifths, and that's at home in Wick Village Green. And Barry Athletic Cricket Club, how have they been getting on recently? So on the weekend, their firsts took on Abergavenny's seconds, and they lost by 37 runs. And the seconds, they were taking on Mountain Ash, and they lost by 203 runs. But what's to look forward to for Barry Athletic? So the firsts next weekend, they take on Cardiff's thirds, and that's away. And the seconds take on St Fagan's at home. And we're going to dip over now to see how Penarth Cricket Club has been getting on. So Penarth's first 11, they were taking on St Fagan's first 11, where they won that game by 6 runs. The second 11, as we know, were taking on the Vale's first, and the Penarth's lost that by 97 runs. The Penarth's thirds, they were taking on Tow first, and they lost by 64 runs. And the fourths, they took on Tow second, and they won by 51 runs. And the fifths, they were taking on Cardiff's fifths, and they lost by 6 wickets. And if you're a Penarth County Cricket fan, then what you've got to look forward to this weekend. So first of all, before the weekend, on Thursday, Penarth's first 11, they take on Landers' first 11, and that's at home. But then back over to the weekend, the first 11, they take on Pontylus's first 11 at home. The second 11, they take on Chepstow's second away. The third 11, they're taking on the Vale's second 11 at home. And the fourth 11, they're taking on Bridgend Town's thirds, and that's away. And the fifths, they're taking on Monmouth's thirds, that's away. So that brings you up to where you are with selected results and fixtures from around the Vale. And cricket's is definitely an outdoor sport. I was going to say predominantly. No, it is definitely an outdoor sport. And with the weather that we've been having, you just hope that it stays like this. I think looking at the long range, I say long range, next weekend, it looks like it might just be a little bit cooler, which might be a little bit better if you're playing. If you're playing, certainly stood out in the baking sun there, but we shouldn't really complain too much about the nice weather, but I'm sure that there'll be some great cricket action. But up next here at Pro Radio, we've got one of our local music tracks, and this is Tara Green with Run.
We fought, we flew, I thought we had a clue how to do this. You'd shout, I'd cry, it happened everywhere. every time we talk. There's no air left to breathe. I can't focus or sleep at night. There'll be mountains to climb when we mess up or fight. I'd forgive you every time. So don't you it's warm outside, but it is cold inside this room with you. And don't say I didn't try, but I was left with nothing at all. I just want someone who makes me feel irreplaceable. I know one day you'll learn when it's too late.
Tara Green with Run. So we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the international world. And first of all, if you're not quite ready to give up on all your rugby action, then Wales take on the Barbarians. And this is a little way off now. It's about a month away. They take them on in the Allianz Arena there. So over in England there, but the Barbarians, and you get a 2-for-1 with that one. So the men's team, they kick off at 2 p.m. and then the women's team kick off at 5 p.m. so that's something to look forward to, something to be a little bit excited about, because it's sport throughout the summer, which is absolutely fantastic. But what we're going to do, we're going to nip back now into football, and the Wales women's team, they will complete the first phase of their 2027 FIFA World Cup qualifying fixtures against Montenegro and Czechia next month. So the penultimate group match for this, for Cymru, takes place in Montenegro on the 5th of June, so not too far away now, before Chechnya head to Cardiff for what could be a winner-takes-all match, and that'll be on Tuesday the 9th of June. So they're still undefeated after four games and currently sit second on goal difference behind Chechnya in Group B1. And although currently are now guaranteed a playoff place, finishing top of the group offers a significant seeding advantage for the next stage of the qualifying campaign. Montenegro are still without a point and suffered a 6-1 defeat at Llanelli back in March. But Wilkinson said she's not going to take this opponent for granted. And this is fantastic. So this just builds on Wales women's team making it to the European Championship as well. So women's football in Wales is certainly progressing, and it's on the up and up. But also coming up soon, the Wales men, they take on Ghana, and this forms part of the Football Association of Wales' 150th anniversary. For those who like a little bit of history, the FAW was founded on the 2nd of February 1876 by a group of businessmen who wished to organise a Cymru representative team capable of competing against Scotland, who had already established on the international stage. And just 1 month later, on the 25th of March 1876, Wales played their first international match against Scotland at Hamilton Crescent in Glasgow, and although the Scots ran out 4-0 winners, the fixture masked the defining moment and Wales had formally entered the international arena. So that's to look forward to, and that's coming up, and that is on the 2nd of June at 7:45 kickoff at the Cardiff City Stadium. So there's still a little bit of football in action. I'm pretty sure the Wales would have been would have preferred to have been getting warmed up for the World Cup than playing some friendlies, but unfortunately that wasn't to be. But there is, you know, that is, it's still going to be a sort of a fantastic game against Ghana are still a good team, and they qualified for the 2026 World Cup by topping the group in the African side of the qualification. So that's going to be a good little game there to watch if you're into your football, and you're going to miss it because, or you're feeling like you're missing it because the domestic season has finished. But up next, Hillbo Radio, I'm going to let you know how you can get in touch with me if there's a sport you think I should be talking about.
Bro Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Oes gennych chi nabledd dysgu? Ydych chi'n ddeunawaid neu'n hun? Mae eich iechyd yn bwysig ac rydych chi'n heiddi'r gefnogaeth orau. Bob blwyddyn gallwch gael archwiliad iechyd blynyddol am ddim yn eich meddygfa. Mae'n hawdd, mae'n gyfeillgar ac mae'n eich helpu i aros yn iach ac yn hapus. Peidiwch â cholli mas, codwch y ffôn, cysylltwch â'ch meddygfa heddiw a threfnwch eich archwiliad iechyd blynyddol. Ewch chi, gofalwch am eich iechyd.org am rag o'r wybodaeth. Gofalwch am eich iechyd. Mae eich iechyd yn bwysig.
Do you have a local story to share? Email news at broradio.fm.
dancing, on dancing.
Here's your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So is there a sport that you're taking part in that you think I should be talking about? Is there a volunteer at the club that you think is doing an absolute fantastic job? Or is it just some sport that you think not many people know about? And what you can do is you can get in touch with me by using the email sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find us on the social medias, and I could be talking all about the sport that you find so fantastic. Better still, I could invite you along to Bro Radio headquarters and you could tell me all about the sport that you think everybody in the Vale should be talking about, why you find it so fascinating, and why you think people should give it a go. We're here to talk about the fantastic things that go on in the Vale, and I'm sure there's many a fantastic sports team, sports club and volunteer around that we should know about and we should celebrate and talk about. And talking about celebrating, so the Bro Radio Community Awards are not far away, and the Sports Club of the Year, and that was sponsored by Cardio Core Fitness, and the finalists have been announced there. And just you can find all this on the Bro Radio website, all across the social medias. But the three finalists for the Sports Club of the Year are Barry Amateur Swimming Club, Barry Athletic Football Club and Barry Rugby Club, and not long until we find out who the winners are on there.
Tonight, there's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, no, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam in the heat. There's always gonna be some light, but I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final clock is down. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Back to you.
spend the night with you. Well, if I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. There's always gonna be some laughs, but I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crackle is gone. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. A sinner before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
So there's no extra time here at the Monday Night Sports Show at Bo Radio, but we're looking forward to another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
Farm shops, tastings and tours, cafes, bars, markets, restaurants, local producers, they've all got one thing in common. They're part of the fantastic food and drink story of the Vale, and we're celebrating them all during the Vale Food Trail. It's on right now until Sunday the 7th of June. So join us as we showcase food and drink that's good for people, place and planet. Taste the best the Vale has to offer. Make sure you're hungry and plan your visit now. Search Vale Food Trail 2026.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.